306, something beautiful. He makes something beautiful out of all of us because we're all valuable to Him. Our God makes something beautiful out of all of us because He knits us together in our mother's womb from the very beginning and has the plans in store for us before any of them come to be. And He keeps every one of us in His care, and His eye is watching over us. Just as He sees and watches over the sparrow, so His eyes are watching over us. And we can rest in that assurance and in that promise. Before Nitha shares this morning, I'd like to share that with you just again this morning. Just be encouraged through the words and meditate on the words of this song as I pray it for you. His eye is on the sparrow. He watches over each one of us and keeps us in His care. Thank you. Thank you. And his eye is on the sparrow. He's watching over every one of those unborn children and what they are to be and what they have become. We're pleased to have with us this morning, we're honored to have with us, Nyla Martin. Share with us the ministry that we are partnering with, Align Ministries, and really Susquehanna. She'll tell you about the new name. But we've been gathering things for Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Columbia Center for several times now, and as we partner together in the ministry of life. And this is, I think, the second time Nyla's come to share with us on a Sunday morning. We're pleased to have her, that it works out on Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. Nyla attends one of our sister churches, by the way. She attends our Grace Community Church in Willow Street, pastored by Mike Sigmund, our former bishop, and pastoring that church very effectively. In fact, it is our largest church in the denomination, attendance about 1,500 people. But we're thankful to have you with us, Nyla, as you share today. Welcome to Rikes Church.
I'm glad to be with you. I can go up here. I want to have something to lay this on. Go ahead. Sorry to take yours. You are blessed to have such a musical pastor couple. My. That is beautiful. I loved your piano playing and your flute. The flute. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Yes, my husband and I had, we live in Lampeter, which is just right next door to Willow Street, if you know anything about that area. And we attended Keystone Evangelical Free Church along 30 down in Paradise for lots of years. And just the last year or so, we just kind of had that sense that we wanted to make a change, to move to something right in our community. They are very active in the Willow Street, Lampeter-Strasburg school district and the community there. And so that's what we did. We started attending Grace Community, and we just love it. So here, grateful. And so it's good to be at a sister church, another church that's the same. I've been really blessed by the Evangelical Congregational Churches, learning more about the history. My husband and I want to become members, and so we've been learning a little bit about the history of your church. And you know, he's a very, which your pastor is too, a very learned man, but yet so simple in the delivery of the Word of God. And that always reminds me of Jesus. That's the way he did. He, of course, the wisest man that ever lived because he was God. And yet he was so simple in the way he delivered truths to the people when he was here on earth. And so that's always a blessing. Well, Pastor Dan left you in a little bit on the, I was going to give you a little quiz and ask you if anybody noticed anything different about what that says up there. Did anybody think about that? Yeah? Align Life Ministries. You're like, what is that? You know us as Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services. And that's what we've been all these years. Oh, I forgot to turn it on. So it's not the fault of the thing. So you know us as SVPS, and we've been that for years and years and years, and actually it was established in 1985. So for the past 35 years, we've been doing the same thing as we've always done. First of all, in Lebanon, then we came to Lancaster, and then we went to Ephrata. They had a location in Lititz for a while, and now Columbia and Lancaster. So we've been constantly doing the work of the pregnancy services. And Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services worked for us for a while, and of course our main purposes are that we champion life and the gospel of Jesus and through the pregnancy services. So we came to a greater understanding in these years that we wanted to make sure that we align with God and what he wants us to do, each of us individually, but also as a ministry, and make sure that we're going the same direction as God. What word comes to mind when you hear the word align? Straight. One. Connect. What? Synchronize. Those are awesome words. I like it. What? Did another one? Yeah, I love those words. Thank you. They help me enlarge my understanding. But yeah, it's exactly what that word align means. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to align with God, But we also want to also align for life is another big thing of what we're doing. So we also align through life, and then we also added some other things on to what we've been doing. And the one is strategic partnerships, which is what we do is we come alongside other ministries, such as in Philadelphia. If you remember the Gosnell whole thing in Philadelphia, and there's a Gosnell, there's a building there where he did all his abortions, and there is a group of pro-life people that are trying to buy it from the government. And so our organization has been helping in Philadelphia. There's a huge, 50% of the abortions that occur in Pennsylvania happen in Philadelphia. So it's a huge area of ministry. And so we are very blessed in Lancaster, Lebanon counties to have so many resources. And so we said, why do we just hoard all those resources on ourselves? Why not help our neighboring people to receive the things that they need? So we are partnering with services, pro-life services in Philadelphia, and helping them to address the huge, huge need to help people choose life rather than abortion in the city of Philadelphia. We also, one of the other places we work is in, we've been sending funds for years, our tithe we send to Romania, and that is one of the, in the world, it's one of the number one places where abortions occur. It's not uncommon for every woman to have at least 4 abortions because it's just like birth control to them. And so they're doing a lot there to see that turned around as well. So we've been coming alongside of ones because we are so, so blessed. And then also, as you see on there, it also suggests the equipping resources. And you'll see out my table if you want to take a look at it. We have a guy who's been writing resources for youth groups. And one of them is on the pitfalls of porn. The other one is on influencers. And those are huge things that are happening with our youth today. And so these youth groups can go through these resources with their youth leaders and learn. So God has been, in a sense, what you want, if you want to say it, enlarging our territory. So we're not just Susquehanna Valley any longer. So we wanted a name which wasn't geographical, but would display more who we are. So henceforth, the time has come to change our name. And so that's why now we have, as of February 1st, our name, if you come through Columbia, you'll see the sign out front. Instead of being Columbia Pregnancy Services, you will actually see it say, Align Pregnancy Services. So we fall under the umbrella of Align Life Ministries. Just like we fell under the umbrella of SBPS, now we fall under the umbrella of Align Life Ministries. So that is what we will, that's what we will be doing. So each of our pregnancy services, as you see, will be named that, so that we keep the pregnancy. It helps people understand who we are and in the community. So it's a good fit for us. So here are the different locations, and with that, I wanted to say, in case you haven't known, that we change locations in Columbia. We moved just up the street, up on the other side of the block. We're on Chestnut Street. If you're familiar with Chestnut Street in Columbia, it's right where the clock is. If you're coming Chestnut Street, and right at our right there at our is a bend, and you go around the corner. So if you're ever there, it's very, very, we're very, very visible right there on that corner, 462 Chestnut. And, of course, our other locations are listed there. So that's what we do. And so, of course, our pregnancy services are the same as they've always been, the things that we do. And so what we want to continue to do is give that excellent service to our clients. Let me share a story while we're at this one. I want to share a story that shares a couple of these things. One of them is a woman that had been coming to us this past for about a year or two. She came to us for parenting skills. She wanted to learn more how to parent her 2 children that she had, and she quickly got bonded to her client advocate that was working with her weekly, and they had wonderful times together. And she told her client advocate one time, she said, I think I'm pregnant. And so they took a pregnancy test, and yes, she was pregnant. And we scheduled her for an ultrasound, which we do ultrasounds at our Columbia location as well. And she had the ultrasound. And she and her boyfriend that came in with her, they're in a very committed relationship. We desire to see them get married. But they just could not see themselves any possible way to have another child. They were struggling very much financially, and which is often the case, not always, but in the case with some people who choose abortion is because of the financial, they can't see their way clear. We, of course, told them all the, you know, they realize all the help they can get. We try to give them all the help we can. Her boyfriend was going to have some surgeries this year, and he is diabetic, so they knew it was going to take most of the year that he would be off because he didn't heal well at all from them. And actually, that was the case when he did go through these surgeries. He had three surgeries, the same thing, because his wounds kept opening up and so on. So he's been off almost all year long. So it has not been easy for them at all. But the unfortunate part was she did choose abortion. And she came back for her parenting class one Monday evening, and she told her client advocate, well, she said, I had an abortion over the weekend. How would you respond if you would have been that client advocate and you'd been talking to her, you know, suggesting things like, you know, if you feel like you really can't have this child, there's always the adoption option, things like this, and you've been telling her and walking alongside of her and said, you know, God will help you through this and we're here for you, and then they go out and have one. What would you do? Well, you know what she did? She did the very thing that Christ would do, and that is, I still love you. We care about you. We're here for you. We accept you, and we will continue to service and walk alongside of you. And that's exactly what we did. And so we kept moving. Of course, the client advocate was just like totally, totally just like, I don't know what words to describe, but it was really, really hard on her. But God helped her through that and helped all of us through that time. And we kept loving her and caring about her, which is what we had told her beforehand we would do. And so we had the opportunity to walk that out and show her that we really would do that. So the client advocate that was walking alongside of her had a change of occupations and was going on the mission field. And so that person was leaving. And I said to this client, I said, what would you like to do? She said, I'd really like to continue classes here. She said, I just love coming here. And I said, would you be open to talk to our post-abortion director? And she said, yeah, I'll talk to her one time. And so I talked to Vicki, our post-abortion director, and she came to the location there in Columbia and met with her. And they decided together to do the post-abortion Bible study, which is called Surrendering the Secret. And so they went through that, started through it together, and they came to the part where they started talking about God's forgiveness and how he loves us so much and how he's forgiven everything from the very, you know, when he died on the cross, it took care of everything we have done, and how all of us are sinners and need God, not just specific people that do specific things that we think are not, should not be done. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and started sharing with her. And this young woman, she cried and broke down, and she received Jesus Christ into her heart that day. And she was a changed woman. You could see it all over her countenance. And God is continuing to work in her heart. But she realized her need of a Savior, and she accepted him. Does God, whenever we make a mistake or when we blatantly choose something we know he says is not his will for us or whatever, does he just say, okay, forget you, I've got others in the world, I'm not going to mess with you anymore? No, he loves each one of us so much that he cares about us, and he walks alongside of us, and he just wants to, what does it say? There's a psalm recently, and we know from scripture that he leaves the 99 and goes out and searches for that one that walks away and goes astray. And those who have never accepted him, and wants them into his kingdom. And so here was a cool illustration And you know, she told her client, I mean, she told her post-abortion director, Vicky, she said, you know what? So I was scared to go back to them after I had my abortion that day. But she said, I wanted to see whether they really meant what they said, that they are Christians and that they would accept me even if I did what they didn't want me to do. And she said, I found out that they did. I found out that they loved me. And she said, that started me realizing that God loves me and cares about me. And he really has a plan and purpose for me, even though... So it's been so cool to walk alongside of her and see what she, you know, and we know that much of it will still come to pass. But so that shares a few of those on there, the pregnancy test, the options, education, the ultrasound, the parenting classes, education, and of course she was receiving baby supplies all the time, and then the post-abortion help. So we were able to help her with almost every single one of those, with every single one of those up there. The baby supplies have been amazing for her and have helped her with her other kids and helped her in this time. So moving on, I told you about the strategic partnerships that we've been able to form, and you think about that, you can pray for us in that. And there's the two workbooks I have in the back. If you want to just glance through them, they're really, really pretty amazing. Oh, and I did want to say, I don't know if you saw on there, on the other page besides that, is Lisa Hosler. I don't know if any of you were aware of Lisa and the struggle she's been through this year. She has been our president all these 35 years, and wonderful, wonderful woman of God. And I guess this coming September, it will be 2 years that her husband Ron was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And so she took off and became his full-time caregiver, did surgery, went to much chemo and radiation and did everything. And 13 months later, he passed away. And so she is now back at work as our president again. We're so grateful for having her back. And it is just amazing to hear her story of how God has kept her and helped them. The last year of Ron's life, her husband was a very energetic, anything that had a motor, anything that either flew or was on the water or on snow or whatever, roads, he drove it. He just was full of life and did everything, and of course loved the Lord as well. But the last year of his life, when he realized that he could pass away, all he wanted to do was share the gospel with people. And he realized that that is all that really matters. Eternal life is all that really matters. And so it's just really cool to see God working through him in this time. So just wanted to share that about her. So that's it. We align with God to champion the gospel and the life through our pregnancy services, through our strategic partnerships, and through our equipping resources. And so I'd like to, here are some of the ways you can champion life with us. And of course, you see the baby boutique, the clothes hanging there. That's one of the ways in which you are partnering with us this year. Our Grace Community Church did the baby bottles this year. In fact, all month, just kind of like you guys chose January. So Grace chose January too to support us and have been giving many in many ways through Amazon and through the baby bottles. And you've chosen to give through the resources in our baby boutique. I would really encourage you to come to see us if you ever get through Columbia. Stop in to see us. I know Pastor Dan and Kim have been there and brought things to us there, and I really thank you. And so is Tracy. Tracy stopped by right before Christmas and brought us a whole bunch of things, and I thank you for that. And so we just really appreciate that. You know, as you know, we are not only about physical life, but we are about spiritual life, because we can say babies, but unless moms and dads and children receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, there is what good does it do in the end? And so we are all about them, praying with them, sharing the gospel of Jesus with them. So every day, in our locations, we have the opportunity to talk to them about Jesus. And that is just the most wonderful thing that we can do. And we've seen this year, we've seen a number of our clients come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, this post-abortion client was one of them that I shared. We had another young lady who was coming in for prenatal services, and she received Jesus as her Lord and Savior. There's another young man that he and his male client advocate, as you see up there, the guys, we have three male client advocates that come in and work with the guys. 25 to 30% of our clients are guys, which is really, really awesome. And we had one guy that just completed the prenatal with his wife, and he said toward the end of the prenatal, they do a series with the guys called Practical Fatherhood. It's really, really, really neat. They can go through that. He said, you know, when I first came in, I was just doing it to accompany my wife and just to be a good dad to this baby, this preborn baby. And he said, but I didn't realize that I was going to be changed myself. And he went back to his father, who he was not in good relationship with, and righted that relationship, and now has a little son of his own. And I wanted to share another cool story of a young father that we're working with. He and his girlfriend are coming in for prenatal services, and they just had their baby over Christmas, and they want to continue coming back. So from Christmas until last week, the dad was home with his girlfriend and with the baby, just to provide support and so on, because she was struggling physically with a lot of things that went wrong during the pregnancy and then went wrong during the delivery. So she was still struggling a lot. So he was home, and he bonded with his son, his little newborn son, really much. And so he told us a story when he came in for a class. He told us, he said that day was the first day he had been back to work, and that little boy would not sleep all day. He would fuss, and he would have food in his stomach, milk and so on. He was well taken care of, and his mom couldn't figure out what in the world's wrong with him. And then she finally thought, you know what, I bet this little guy misses his dad. So she went and got a shirt of his and put the shirt, not a clean shirt, but another shirt, put it in with him. And you know, guess what happened? What do you want to think happened? Right off to sleep, just like that. Did that ever make that dad proud? He's like, that little boy knows me already. And he was really excited. So, you know, it's just really cool to see dads come alongside of their children and love them and want to be there for them. So we've seen a real increase of dads. And a part of it is because of the male client advocates that we come in and work with the dads and show them the importance. And many of them have not had a father image in their life, or they don't really know that it's important. A lot of our clients don't realize it's important to have that kind of love. They just think if they feed their child and keep them warm and bathe them, that's basically what they need. No, a child, as you all know here, need a lot more than that. They need that bonding. They need that security. They need to know that they are loved and cared for, and that's what helps a child grow up to be a responsible adult and to be a happy, nurtured, cared for child. And those are the kinds of things that we really teach them in the parenting classes. But we're just so grateful for that. So we've seen a God doing an awfully lot of things this past year in what we do. So as you think about Align Life Ministries, perhaps it can be a gentle reminder of God's constant desire for us to align our lives with His. And that's what we're believing for, that our name will help us as staff and as volunteers, and also for our clients to align their lives with Him and see God work in our hearts and our lives. And so I love that, because when we pray, we're saying, Lord, we want to align our hearts with you. We want to see you do your work. And we know one of God's main purposes in this hour is life. And as Pastor Dan shared with us from Deuteronomy, how He, at the end of Moses, it was Moses, right? At the end of Moses' life, he told them, he said, choose. I desire for you to choose life. Why? Why did he want them to choose life? Do you remember what that said? Or why would you think he'd want us to choose life? Anybody? He says in there that it may be well with you. So he's not wanting to put burdens on us. He's wanting to have it to go, things to go well with us. And choosing life, since God is an author of life, and you know how life makes you feel so good. Everything, you watch kids play, it just makes you smile, even if you're down and out, and you see these kids laughing, having a good time, so carefree. Doesn't that just lift your spirits? Well, there's something about life. A newborn baby, how sweet to hold a newborn baby. There's something about life, and that brings that, that brings just life to all of us, and even the whole, you know, the whole thing of life. So God really wants, he wants those things that are good for us, and that's why he chooses that. So that it's how we view the Lord, how we view ourselves and others. And I want to thank you again for allowing us to come today, speak with you. I love coming here, Pastor Dan, Kim. And I wanted to share one example yet in Matthew 22, 36 to 40. It's a way of aligning with God through our love. And it talks about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And that's how we align ourselves. And then we not only love the Lord, but what else do we do next? After we love the Lord, we love our neighbor as ourselves. And there's where, that's what you guys are doing. You're reaching out, loving your neighbors through the all the things that you're getting for us to give to those who need them, for all the babies and their moms and their dads, so that it takes some of the stressors off of them and they can live. And so that's what God told us, to love our neighbor as ourselves and love him with our whole being as we do that, and love our neighbor as ourselves. That is the way that we do that. So I think that's all I have to share today. If anybody has any questions for me before I sit down, I'll entertain. Oh, I did want to say one more thing, though. I would like you to really continue your prayers. I just want to speak about the statistics of abortion for just a minute. We always get, at the end of the year, they give the statistics for abortion in Pennsylvania, and not only Pennsylvania, but the United States. And we get them for 1 year back. So we just got 2018 statistics. And for every year so far from years ago, the abortions have been going down. But guess what happened in 2018? Started going up very slightly. So I want you to keep praying. And one of the main reasons that I will share with you is why it's going up is because there's lots of Planned Parenthoods and so on closing throughout the United States. But what is happening is the abortion pill is becoming so accessible. Many people can just do it through mail order. There's people out of the United States that are or that through social media have been giving people the pill, and it comes shipped to them from like China and all these different places. And so it's becoming so accessible, and you take one pill, it starts to do its work, starts to expel that baby, and then you take another pill, and it does the final, so it actually causes the woman to have a miscarriage. And it's becoming very, very common, and not only doctors order it anymore, but like I said, it's prevalent throughout. So that's something that we want you to be very aware of. But I also want you to be aware of another really cool thing, and I have the brochure out there on the table, is that after the first abortion pill has been taken, if a woman decides, which many do at that point, like, what did I do? What did I just do? I really, you know, and start having the regret already, that there are places even in this area that she can call and that they will, it's called abortion pill reversal. Did you know that? That they can actually give them a hormone to start reversing the results of what the pill was doing. So isn't that cool of God to give ways to doctors to be able to figure out how? And many of those babies have been born successfully and have been born without any defects or anything. And so that is just a really neat thing. There's two doctors in our area that do that. And our doctor who is on staff from Lancaster, who is our doctor, he is one of them that does it. And there's another doctor here that works out of Susquehanna Family Health Center that also is on call to do that as well. So just, it's so cool to watch God, how God just always can intervene. And even when you think it might be too late, it helps them be able to change their mind. So if you ever hear of that, or if you ever know of anybody, let them know that there's still hope. So I want you to know that that's out there. So we're just going to believe that statistic will turn around and start back down again as well. Can we pray about that together? Or does anybody have any other questions before? Yes. I'm sorry. You mean what kind of supplies are you talking about? Thank you, we do. And thanks to you today, we have a nice supply of diapers and wipes and so on. I wanted to say a thing about that. And if this doesn't answer your question, let me know. Excuse me. Our clients come in for parenting and prenatal classes, and they earn care cash, which is like Monopoly money that we give them, and they get to spend that and buy things in our store, in our baby boutique. And so we have a whole room outfitted for clothes and diapers and wipes and all those things, and they pay for it out of that care cash that they received. So they're not just coming in and getting free things all the time. They feel like they are earning it, which is a huge thing for them. So churches like you and individuals that bring back things that their babies have been through, and clothes that are gently used, and equipment that's gently used, which you have some out there for me as well, it's just, I don't know, God just keeps supplying it, and it just keeps going out. People just keep buying it, but it's really neat how he supplies that for us. Did that answer your question? Okay, thank you. That I wanted to speak to how that happened. So thank you for bringing that up. Yes, Kim. You know what? The majority of them are single. There are ones that are married. We've seen several. We encourage marriage, of course. That's one thing that we stand for, because we tell them very clearly on our intake forms, we tell them very clearly that we come from the biblical standpoint and approach every life that way, that that's important to us. And one of the things that's important to God is marriage. And it's better for children if they're in a married situation. Now, there's situations where, you know, all of us have things that are less than ideal. And so that isn't always, it doesn't always work that way. And it's not always feasible. Couple is living together and they have a good relationship and are committed to each other. We really encourage them to get married and to make that commitment. And we've seen several this year make that commitment to marriage. In fact, we had one couple that was coming, and they made a commitment to get married. They started attending that church. They got baptized in the church. They're faithfully attending, and they're bringing their children every Sunday. So it's just cool to see that, that whole progression of coming into alignment with God's ways that work. And the reason God says that is because those are the things that really work for children and for all of us. They work best. Did I answer your question? Anybody else? But of course, we never push things on people. As we know, God allows us free choice. And so we allow our clients to have free choice. We always ask them, may I pray with you? May I talk to you about God? May I talk to you? May I do? Because we want them to feel like they have the reins, and it's and they can make the choices. It's very important that they feel that. which all of us appreciate that, don't we? You know, even young children appreciate that. If they have maybe two choices to make, they feel like they're making a choice, even though it's very, very narrow choice, they still feel like they have something to share. Another thing, we were talking about abortion, another one thing I just want to add yet, is keep praying and believing God for the whole area of Down syndrome, because that is one thing that's very, very, very strong. A lot of our, even our medical doctors, is just, they feel like they have to suggest that they have an abortion. They find out very early now. They can find out if they have any possible Downs or something like that happening even before the first trimester is over. So they can do a blood test, and maybe a bunch of you know this from children, grandchildren, yourselves. They can do a blood test at about 10 weeks, and it can determine the gender of the child. It tells them already, and you don't have to wait till 16 to 20 weeks to see it on an ultrasound. They get to it early. And so so that's good, but in some ways it can be bad, because some are choosing to abort because of gender in the first trimester, which is not good. So we don't want to see that go down that track. And also, if they find out that the child has any issues such as Down syndrome, they still have time to abort before the first trimester is over, which is an easier time, so to speak, medically to abort. But of course, it doesn't make any difference in their minds and hearts. But still, so that's another thing that we're just praying and believing for, that people will see the value of all life and come into that knowledge. I have my oldest grandson. I have 7 grandchildren. My oldest grandson just turned 9, and he has Down syndrome. And I might have said that the last time I was here. And love that little boy. And just realize how special each one is. He loves people. Every time he comes to my house, we have a neighbor across the road, an elderly couple that lives over there, and he attached to them. And so if I'm not watching, he'll just slip right out of the house, went across the road, and he'll be on his way to the neighbors. You have to watch him every moment so that he's not over there. He loves them. So what happened is, what's cool, and I really value them too, but it's helping me. So almost every time we come, we have to at least go and say hi. And so it's helping me, and they love it, of course. They're at home most of the time anyway. So it's helping me to just, continually become attached more to these neighbors and help them out and those things. But it's just so cool how they have their own special little ways of being connected to God, and it's just really neat to watch how that happens. Any other questions? Yes. Thank you. It's, as Pastor Dan said, you know, it's being on the front lines. We put a lot of money into advertising on Google and on out there in social media. We have a lot, because that's where you have to put your money as far as advertising nowadays. That's where everybody quickly, as soon as they find out they're pregnant and they're not certain what they want to do, what do? They take their phone and they're looking, or their laptop, and they're looking, abortion, what can I do? And first thing they come up with. So we have it so that our name pops up, and it says, before you have an abortion, call us. And so we have a hotline that they can call. And so, which is really cool, because then many of them say, we let them know up front. We say, we do not do abortions, and we don't refer you for abortions, but we can confirm your pregnancy if that's not confirmed. We can do an ultrasound, and we would love to do that for you. And then you still have plenty of time to make up your mind what you want to do. But we would encourage you to slow down and think about what you're doing. And so then we get to intervene a little bit in their lives. And we've seen many of them change their minds. Not everybody does, as you heard from this young woman that we were working with closely. Not everybody does change their mind, but we present truth to them, and that's what we can do. That's all we can do. Yeah. You know, we do. I do. I think it's really hard to get that because a lot of times people will have pregnancy tests and ultrasounds with us, and then we don't hear from them, and you never quite know if they chose it or not, and they don't always get back to you. So we try really hard not to make it inflated. So let me see if I can tell you. In Baby Saved by ultrasound, this is babies saved through our counsel to them by ultrasound and by doing some that were kind of on the border, but not totally. We have, let me see here. I just want to make sure I read this right. Three saved by counsel alone without any ultrasounds. We only had one saved by ultrasound that we know that was totally came through that way. But there were 89 that were on the border and weren't sure what they wanted to do that chose life for their babies. So there we go. Yeah. Any other questions? Well, Columbia serves like Elizabethtown, Mountjoy, Mountville, Marietta, Bainbridge, all that kind of area. We have a Lancaster location, which is in Lancaster City. And then we have an Ephrata, which serves mainly that part of the Lancaster, which is what? I am very challenged with north, south, east, and west. So east, thank you. And then, of course, it's kind of shared between. Yeah. Do you mind if I pray? Father, I thank you for Reich's Church. I thank you for what you're doing here. I thank you that you ask us to just serve you in wherever we are, and everybody does their part, and it gets done. The work gets done. That is what's so amazing about you. We don't all have to be this or that or out in the front lines, but as long as we pray, as long as we do the things that you call us to do, your work and your kingdom is served, and it's your kingdom is advanced, and people's lives are changed. And so we thank you that we can all share and share alike in the work you are doing for life. I ask you will bless this congregation. I ask you will bless them with health. I ask you will bless them with life. I ask you will bless them with people coming to know you as Lord and Savior this year. I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for their generous hearts and lives. And thank you for enlarging their territory. In Jesus' name, amen.